Welcome to another edition of Living Out Loud. I'm Barbara Venezia, and here with my co-host, Renee Horsch.
Hey, hey, hey.
And Ben McDonald.
Hello.
And we are talking all about social media.
Yeah, we are. We're having all kinds of fun,
right? Because Ben is our trendsetter.
He is.
Well, you know what? It's really funny. Looking at the table here, of course, we have Stasha the Wonder Dog.
Of course,
so we have Animal Planet, you know,
we're representing. Yeah.
Right. And so Ben is in his 20s.
Mm-hmm. I'm in my 40s.
And I'm 60.
All right. We got a good demographic here.
So we have a good demographic at the table. And I will tell you, you know, I am a journalist and I write for the Daily Pilot of the LA Times. And a lot of times I will write about pet-friendly restaurants. So people know Stasha. And I cannot tell you how many times people walk up to me and go, "Does Stasha have a Facebook page?" And I look at them.
Yeah, we gotta have
honestly, I mean, I'm not being mean. My reaction is Stasha doesn't type. Okay.
I have a confession.
Does Louie have?
Does Louie, your dog?
No, he doesn't. But when MySpace was around years ago, my horse had its own Facebook page. I was like one of the first people to do it.
I love it. That's so cool.
And when I tell readers that I read, you know, run into in the street that Stasha does not have a Facebook page, they look at me like you're a bad doggy mommy.
Oh my God!
I can't believe it.
Well, there's famous animals.
Yeah, there
are. Are there? Mm-hmm.
There's like the grumpy cat. I met a cat on an airplane one time. I know that sounds really weird. people pay over $100 to have a meet and greet with this cat.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, it was some convention. Like the cat travels around and they keep the cat backstage and people pay to come and like get a picture with this cat.
Okay,
see, we gotta start putting her to work.
Yes, yes. And your dog, Truman.
Truman, we gotta start paying for this dog food. Come on.
Exactly.
And his health bills, come on.
I know my friends, because they were with me in the airport and they got a free picture and it was like a big deal. They're like, it's $100 value. You just got for free.
I am shocked.
Amazing.
And you know, people walk up to her all the time and they will say, "Can I take a picture?" And they take selfies with Stasha. I think I'm going to start charging.
I think you should. You know,
I accept PayPal.
Right.
So my client, our mutual friend Chaz Dean, name drop.
And Chaz Dean does the hair thing.
Yeah, he's a big hair guy. When on QVC,
right?
Yeah, and so he has actually a Facebook page for his horse. It's named Wen Duders. And he's got, I think, Duders has like, I think, 750 followers or 750,000 followers.
Really?
Something crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. The horse. Yeah.
The horse.
Is that great? It's like Mr. Ed.
Yeah.
You know what that's
about,
right?
Oh, my gosh. Right. I do understand Mr. Ed. Well, but you guys are part of Hollywood and social media and sizzle reels. Now, explain to people what a sizzle reel who's not in that business.
So a reel is like a 2-minute condensed version of everything you've done.
Okay.
So like it's like a casting directors are really busy. They don't have a lot of time. They can't sit and, "Hey, I was in this movie." They can't go sit and watch the whole movie. So a reel is you take clips from like everything you've done.
The best, right?
Yeah,
the best of what you have, right?
Yeah, like the best 15 seconds from each thing. And you kind of condense it into like 1 or 2 minutes of like 10 different things you've done so they can get an idea of what you can do. They can see your talent. They can see you in action. So it gives them like a sneak peek. It's almost like a trailer to everything you've done.
And that so now you edit and you direct sizzle reels, right, Ben?
Yeah, like I put my own together and I'm helping Renee with his.
His is really great, actually. I mean, and his editing skills are amazing. So, yeah. You're very talented that way. Yeah.
Thank you.
So, what does a sizzle reel cost? Is it less expensive way to market yourself?
No, I mean, to get one put together is usually not a pretty – I mean, it's kind of expensive because you have to hire a professional editor to kind of put it all together and get the material and do everything. But a lot of people, if they don't have material, like say you haven't been in anything.
Right. So how do you make a sizzle reel?
Then they hire like a whole crew and you make fake scenes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. We could do this, right?
So you hire – there's companies out there. You hire them. They have writers. They'll write you a scene. They come and they film it, and it's like you act it out like a real movie. You just act out like a 1-minute scene, and they have taken 15, 30 seconds of that.
So, again, you can create your own kind of fake persona.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're basically kind of showcasing yourself in your profile, right? So, I mean, it's not necessarily that it's fake. It's just that if for the actor that does not have any footage of themselves, then this would be a great way because then, hey, I'm actually really did – act in this 1-minute scene. So it's, I
guess, does show your real talent. It's just you haven't
Right.
It just hasn't been.
Well, you know what? What fascinates me is, you know, Ben is very young and you have an advertising background. Mm-hmm. And then you decide you want to be an actor and a model. I mean, how I'm sure your parents are thrilled. How did you start? I mean, did you just decide, oh, I'm just going to walk into William Morris and get an agent? Or
I wish. No, I started – I wanted to be an actor ever since I was little. Like,
okay.
Very young. So then I was always like in my head. I was always kind of working towards that.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved out to Hollywood when I was 18.
Where are you from originally?
Minneapolis.
Okay.
And I lasted about 4 months in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
It ate me up,
spit me out,
stomped on me, and sent me on my way.
Okay.
So then I went home to Minnesota, and I went to college, and I was like, okay, I'm going to get my degree. And I always knew I'd come back to Hollywood. I'm
right.
Like, I'm just not – like, this is not the time. So I went home, went to school, came back. And I was like, I have friends that have gone to Yale for acting and theater and all these big schools, but it doesn't really – just if you could put Yale on your resume, and then I don't care. They're going to look at your reel. They're going to look at your social media. That doesn't matter. So I knew I wasn't going to go to school for acting.
Right.
Because, you know, I go to acting classes here in Hollywood. I go to three different ones a week. So that's why I was like, okay, advertising is something I'm interested in. It's kind of a fallback, and it kind of goes hand in hand
right.
with what I'm
doing.
Right,
it does. It's
actually really smart, I thought.
It is.
Yeah.
So you got kicked in the pants the first time, came mm-hmm. back and knew, okay, I'm not – now I know what not to do.
Exactly.
So you had a plan, obviously, of a different direction to get yourself recognized.
Right. And I knew – like I said, when I left, I'm like, I know I'll come back. I'm not giving up on this.
Uh-huh.
It's just now is not the time.
It wasn't the right timing.
Right.
It's all about timing.
So when you got back into town, mm-hmm. what are one of the first things you did in order to move yourself into this space?
I kind of like started from square one. I'm like, okay, I need new photos.
Okay.
Get my resume updated, get my website, get all that going, get my reel put together, find agents.
Okay, you say find agents. We talked mm-hmm. about this on the phone. How do you find an agent? I mean, how do you know they're not crooks?
That's the hard part. You can look online and you can read reviews. There's websites that tell you who are good and who's not and scams. One thing to look out for is never give them money.
Okay.
So, and that's what a lot of people, they get, so they're like, well, I paid them all this money. And I'm like, oh gosh, no. Because no agent, manager, anyone should ever ask you for money up front, ever.
Because they're the ones going to try to get you the job. Mm-hmm. So then
they
take
always
money
take a
out
percentage.
Of the job. Yeah.
Okay.
So they always
that
makes sense.
Yeah. Like my manager gets 20%. My agents each get anywhere from like 10 to 15%. So, like, they only get money when you get paid.
Right. And when you have a job. So, it really is an incentive for them.
It's like their commission.
To get out and hustle for you.
Right.
Right.
And, a lot of times they'll be like, okay, you need new photos.
Right.
But one thing to look out for is if, you have to go to this photographer.
Ah.
That's usually a red flag.
Good tip.
Because a lot of times they'll have, they have a connection with that photographer. Like, okay.
They're getting a kickback.
Yeah. We'll send them to you, but you're going to give us, a percentage of the money. So, most agencies, that are reputable will say, okay, you need new photos. Pick any photographer you want. These are, the three we recommend. We mm-hmm. really like their work, but you're free to pick whoever you want.
That makes
sense.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now, you were just in Concussion, the new movie Concussion.
I was.
Yeah.
Now,
That's exciting. So
tell me, how did you get that part? You had the agent. You've got all that together.
So that part, that's crazy. This is a crazy story. My agent didn't get me that job.
Really?
Really?
We
didn't know that.
Don't actually know how I got the job. And I know that sounds – I literally one day was sitting there and got a phone call and got the part.
Wow.
It's the – no one believes
so,
it.
But who's the one that called you?
The casting director called me and they said, hi, is this Ben McDonald? And I was like, yes. Like, we're filming this new movie. Da-da-da. Are you available these days? And I was
do you attribute that to all the social media work you've done?
I don't know. Even when I got on set, I was like, how did you guys find me? And no one really had a straightforward answer.
That's kind of wild.
Interesting.
Huh?
Yeah.
But there's other things, like when I was on the Ellen Show or this paranormal activity thing, that was all through social media that they found. Most of my bigger things that I
on Ellen, what were you talking about?
Well, she showed videos and pictures I posted. So she had a photo of me twerking on Miley Cyrus and then a video of me singing.
It's pretty cool, huh?
Josh Groban, You Raise Me Up in the bathroom.
And then she played that on her show. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Those are pretty amazing.
And my friend, it's funny because when I posted the video, my friend called me. She goes, Ben, you can't post that. The whole world can see it and da-da-da-da. And I was like, oh. Well, it turns out the whole world did see it because Ellen showed it
to
everyone.
And that was a good thing that you did post it, see?
And so from the Ellen Show, so it goes into really viral, right? Becomes viral video.
Yeah.
What was What was some of that viral video experience like? Because, I mean, I'm sure – I don't know, Renee. I don't know about you, but I don't think I'm ever going to post anything that's going to go viral.
I don't
viral.
Think anything I'm posting is going to be viral.
Right.
I didn't plan for it to, you know,
no,
get
of course.
Seen or go, you know, go quote-unquote viral. And I don't think you never know what's going to go viral. You know, I mean,
right.
People obviously have goals. Like, the people mm-hmm. we want to shoot a viral video. We want to do this. But – it all depends on the public what's going to actually go viral.
So once it went viral and you got all these, you know, hits on it, what was your personal experience? I mean, did you get calls from casting directors? You get calls from lunatics? I mean, what?
There was a lot. I mean, yeah,
any opportunity in that small time frame?
Well, I shot a video for Paranormal Activity.
Okay.
Paramount Pictures, and they were like, we saw your thing on Ellen. It was hilarious.
That, okay, that. So like, it did open a door.
It did.
Oh, so the Ellen thing opened the door to the – okay.
Because mm-hmm. they're like we were looking on YouTube. We were deep, you know, in the rabbit hole, and they're like, we saw that. We knew we had to have you. I was like, oh.
So, that's awesome. See how cool that is?
But the concussions thing, that would just like literally
– came out of nowhere.
And you still don't know.
I still don't know.
That's interesting. Wow.
Yeah. It was.
So what was the part in concussion?
So – and this is another thing you have to deal with when you're in Hollywood. I, you know, filmed the whole movie, did all the stuff.
And that then, was like over a month, right?
My part was smaller because I played the younger version of the main football player.
Okay.
And then I found out the day before it came out,
mm-hmm.
almost all my parts were cut out.
Oh.
Almost like.
Can you believe that?
Oh,
but that's the business. That's
boy.
That's what it does. So, and they don't tell you. They don't call you and go, oh, by
right.
the way, I would quit telling people and I would quit posting on social media because you're not going to be in it.
I think right. they should, though, as a courtesy because, I mean, I would – right?
So I'm assuming you posted on social media.
Oh, of course.
I mean, concussion.
Oh, my God, check me out. It was,
right.
it was the title on my Instagram, like in like actor in concussion. Like I was – I'm like, I'm in it.
It's like, I'm a superstar.
And
yeah.
I'm the, you know, the IMDb, you know, they have like the list of the cast and I was like the fourth, fifth person down. So I'm like, wow, they must have – like I must be a bit
yeah. –
the day before,
oh,
shot me down to
like
100 people. I was like,
oh. Whoa, that had to be. Well, now it's an embarrassment at a different level because it's social media embarrassment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
But the good news about social media is that it doesn't last very long, the cycle of it.
Well, right. everybody's attention span is like, you know,
nanosecond.
Like, yeah, right.
They were
so
on
like,
to the next thing.
Yeah.
Right.
But it was just amazing because I was so excited. I mean, I filmed it, I got paid for it.
Yeah.
Like, I thought this was.
So it was
done
a paid
deal.
Job. That's good.
Yeah, that was a done deal. Out.
And so what was it like being on the set with Will Smith?
That was incredible. I mean, it's always fun to be on set no matter what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
But when you get to be on like a major motion picture,
yeah.
it's totally different. Because it's like they have endless money.
Right.
And like they don't care.
Yeah.
Like I had my own trailer. I had my
love
own
that.
Fruit platter. I had an assistant. I had a hairstylist. I had a design stylist. I had everything you need. It's like there's no expense. They don't care.
Amazing.
Like they dyed my hair. They bleached my hair.
Uh-huh.
In Beverly Hills.
And you actually do have kind of a blonde brown.
No, but they bleached.
Bleached it. Bleached
yeah,
it.
An $800 bleach job in
wow.
Beverly Hills. Like they bleached my eyebrows. And whenever I went to these salons, you know, they had to have an assistant, a production person. Like there was – they were paying.
You had peeps.
There's peeps like
overseeing the project.
Right.
I love
we
it.
Need
yeah.
peeps.
Yeah.
We have Stasha.
We have to tell Mike we need peeps in here, right?
Yeah.
Say,
hey, Mike, in the control room,
yeah.
you're our only peep.
I need some hair people. I need some assistants around us. You know.
I know.
Yeah,
we've been robbed.
I know. What happened?
Yeah, it was crazy. And they make you look perfect all the time.
That's kind of like
see,
what
now
I do.
That would yeah. be depressing because then when peeps were gone, I would come back to the same old me. And I would miss my peeps.
Well, where's my glam squad?
Yeah, right.
Well, that was a great story. So out of concussion, did you get another job? I mean, did somebody – you know, because one thing leads to another.
I mean, the one good thing about it, even though they cut me out of it, I can still
mm-hmm.
have it on my resume and it's
right.
still on the
IMDb.
It's
very impressive.
So, yeah. I mean, people – like, you know, the agents see it and people – you know, they all like, oh, you know, you've done it. So –
that's good. So it can open
good.
Up another door. You
yeah.
know? Yeah.
And speaking of opening a door, one door closes because we are out of time.
Our door's closing.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you, Renee. And thank you.
Thank you.
Audience for listening. Living Out Loud.